I am so glad that Sarah Hyde's house is here. The folks that are here are great. We had so much fun with an after-hours studio tour about a month ago, and I didn't want to stop. I don't think you guys wanted to stop either. We just wanted to keep going and going and going. They are so good that I'm just going to let them. Can you guys take over?
Absolutely.
You think? I'm going to let you guys take over. And who wants to? Do you want to start? And just
sure.
Sort of let everybody introduce yourself. You know, there's a radio audience that can't see you and that hasn't met you yet. And you can talk about, you know, I think you know what to do.
Yeah.
Just take over. I'm going to stay here in the background and grab some coffee and just sort of listen. So take it away.
All right. Hi, I'm David Rojas. I'm a senior at Central Catholic High School. I'm a middler, which means I'm a senior at Sarah Hines House. I'm the last level that you could be there. I am the man to go to when Paul's not here. I'm the team leader of the Media Lab. I am secretary of Keystone. It's our leadership group we have down there. I've written two articles for our newspaper articles that we do at Sarah Hines House, and I'm this year's representative for Sarah Hines House as a Youth of the Year. So that's me.
Hi, I'm Doug the Gun Show Myers.
Oh.
I'm a sophomore at Brashear High School. I'm a second-year middler, which is when you're in 10th grade, it's your last year as a middler, so next year I'll be a senior. And basically, I just wear muscle shirts because I hate t-shirts.
Hi, my name is Bria Williams. I'm a junior at Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. It's a cyber school. And I'm a senior at Sarah Hines House.
Hi, my name is Maya Williams. I'm 15. This is my first year at Sarah Hines House. I'm a middler. And I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School as well.
Hi, I'm Hadia Randolph. I go to Three Rivers Village. It's a private school that just opened up. I'm 16 years old. I'm in the Media Lab. I've been going to Hines House for, this is my fifth year now, and yeah.
You're doing okay, I think, so far. So let's talk about, and Paul Spence is Paul Boone. I did that last time, too, because I got a good friend named Paul. It's like the single syllable last name sticks in my head. Paul Boone is here, and Paul is one of the program folks at Sarah Hines House. And I'm so happy that you're here. Tell me about the Media Lab and what goes on with these kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all of these kids have contributed to the Media Lab in some way or another. All of them have written articles, some of them multiple articles, and some of them have actually had their articles published on Boys and Girls Club of America. There's their website, or another website called Teen Kids News, most recently. Bria Williams actually had two of her articles published, one on Boys and Girls Club of America, another on Teen Kids News. So they've all contributed in some way. We've already gone through the newspaper component, and we've progressed through photography, and now we're moving into filmmaking. So I invited them all out here because they've all shown an outstanding commitment to the program, and they're just great kids to be around.
And they absolutely are. And what's very important, and I just love the fact you're starting with writing, which is the basis pretty much for all the media that can follow, even photography, as well as radio and filmmaking. If you can't articulately write it, you're pretty much not going to get to where you want to be. Who would like to talk a little bit more about the media program in general? I know we have some pieces to share too, but does anybody have any additional observations on the media club itself? Hadia?
All right. I enjoy it. It's really fun. You can, like, Paul gives us articles and different things to write about, and I just really enjoy it because you can basically do what you want and write how you feel about certain things. I feel like you do learn a lot, especially, like, you learn how to write. We had a photographer, like, a professional person come in, and we took nice pictures with professional cameras. I feel like it's a good program. We just all enjoy each other's company. And we just all get along, and we just have a good time in it. And it's very helpful, I think. It's a good skill to have that we're learning from it.
Do you think it's helping other people understand your point of view on stuff?
Yeah, definitely from a kid's point of view. Or teenagers, yeah, it's really nice.
Or just from a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, without even labeling you in any way, because that's one of the things that's always mattered to me is that, I kind of think everybody's the same. I want to know what's inside a 5-year-old's head and what's inside of a 17-year-old's head and just sort of get it. Without any filter there. And I'm glad you feel like you're making a connection.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them the piece you're working on? I know you don't have it with you, but you can
I'm working on a piece that has to do with dating tips. So basically just like qualities a person should look for when they begin dating, boy and female. So like the qualities you should probably look in a person. And if you do go on a date with someone, how you should act and not make the, don't go too far, basically.
That's just good. Adults can like probably use that too. Now, I'm already taken here.
Dang.
But do you have any? Can you preview like maybe two positives and two look out fors?
Okay.
Remembering that we're on the radio.
Yeah.
great call.
I meant that more in terms of new names. So.
Yeah. I feel like when you go on a date, for the woman's. Like, from the woman's side, she should be very, like, I feel like she shouldn't jump right into, like, doing things right away. Like, have a more mature conversation and just be kind of, like, respectful and be open-minded and don't just, like, jump into, like, oh, I love you and I want to kiss you and all that stuff. And I feel like the guy should be respectful and be a gentleman and not be kind of like a pig or a dog and just respect her and show him her best at that time, because it's like if you guys are first meeting and you guys are going on a date, you really want to, you both want to bring out the best in you. So I feel like those things.
That's a good thing. I mean, the best people to hang around with, whether it's a romantic relationship or friends, I mean, you like to be around people that make you want to be the best and that make you want to be even better. That's a great way to put it. Any other tips?
I would say just don't be rude at first. Like, don't give a bad impression, basically. Don't, like, the guy shouldn't be like, oh, you have a nice butt, and say things about her body first. Or, like, it might be a compliment, but, like, don't do that right away. Like, that's not really respectful to her, basically.
Okay. So the recommendation is to hold off on saying that, not... not to come out and say you don't have a nut. No.
Pretty much. Just like be respectful, treat her right. And she should, if she's not feeling him, I don't think she should be disrespectful towards him. Like if you're on a date and I feel like if she is not feeling this guy, that you should still talk to him, have fun. You could maybe be friends with him, build a friendship with him. Just don't be rude and just try to do the walk out, go, I'm going to the bathroom, and then just leave. Because that was rude.
Hadia, I think we're going to have an advice column for Hadia eventually where people write to you for advice and you could sort things out. I think you'd be great at that.
Yeah, I think that could work. I think limited advice.
Yeah, BG. I think Maya brought a piece and so did Bria.
Yeah, that was, you know, we're laughing. That's awesome. You know, we're laughing with you, not at you. Those are great things. I can't wait to see or to read what you eventually put together.
Yeah.
So you've got a piece, this is Maya, about the origins of Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, that's Bria.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you bring, Maya?
I brought a poem that I wrote.
I told you guys were going to confuse me. So you have a poem to share? Is that where we should go next? Okay. And tell me about your poem.
It's called The Winds of Life, and I basically wrote it about... It's just to remind people that whenever times get harder, like, they get better. So it's basically to ease your mind. Like, things are going to... You're going to go through stuff in life, but they get better eventually, so... I'll read it now. It's called The Winds of Life. It may not be blowing, things are going smoothly. Everything is glowing, life consists of beauty. Suddenly there's a gust, a dark chapter begins. Everything instantly gets tough. You just wish it would end or blow in a different direction. Days go by slowly, harder days arrive. You feel extremely lonely, suddenly you look into the sky. There is a higher power, so please close your eyes. Say a prayer out loud, and you will be surprised. Things will soon calm down, it will be okay. This is how it blows unanimously. Mm. Thank you.
Gosh, that's nice. When did you write that?
About a month ago or two.
That's really good. Do you write a lot?
I mean, like, I've always, like, had a thing for writing. I guess I get it from my mom because she went to school for journalism. And I guess, like, it came naturally. So after I wrote this poem, I started writing more.
That's great. I think one of the hardest things is to keep writing because it's difficult. Once you get started, I think it's okay. But sometimes it's hard to just, get started.
Yeah.
I always, like, buy a new pen or something or a different color to kind of inspire me. We go, you know.
Media Lab, like, it helped me, like, write more. It's, like, kind of, like, helping me figure out what I want to do. Like, writing, I found out that writing is, like, something I actually like to do now because of Media Lab, too.
Excellent. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, the origin of Valentine's Day. You've got the origin of Valentine's Day, and this is Bria. Other than St. Valentine, I don't think I know much about Valentine's
Day.
Well,
I'm just going to read, like, a part of it.
Sure.
Basically, there are three saints that Valentine's Day's origin stem from. It contains of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. The Catholic Church acknowledges that there are three saints named Valentine or Valentinus, they were like killed, I guess. In a legend, it says that Emperor Claudius II told young soldiers that they could not marry in order to become stronger soldiers. And Bishop Valentine disobeyed him and married someone secretly. He was punished when the emperor discovered that he married somebody. And there's also a rumor that in this legend that Valentine sent the first actual Valentine greeting. And after that, he fell in love with a jailer's daughter who visited him during his custody. And before he was punished, he sent her a letter that ended in "from your Valentine." And that's how the expression started. So people acknowledge him for that.
Interesting. Did you, and I don't want to put you in the spot, but do we know anything about Cupid and how that got started with the bow and arrow? That would be interesting. Does anybody know? Do you know?
I remember that I was really into Greek mythology growing up, and I know that he was Aphrodite's son, and I know that, I think, wasn't he, like, jealous about someone, and he went to his mother and said, "Can you help me, like, fall in love with this woman or something?" And that's how it started. I know, like, the foundation. I couldn't give a in-depth response to that question.
No, you know more than I. Greek. I was just telling somebody the other day. Greek and Roman mythology are, I'll state it ironically, a real Achilles heel for me. I know nothing. I growing up, I just couldn't get it. And it's a big gap. It's something I need to go to, like, University of Phoenix and take a class in one of those things or something like that. That's a great piece.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thanks. I know, let's see, Doug or David, do you have anything you wanted to share?
Well, I was, as I told you in my intro, I am the current Youth of the Year for Sarah Heinzel's Boys and Girls Club. And I'm not going to say my entire speech just for time reasons, but I would really like to say my closing paragraph to my speech, if that's okay?
Absolutely, and congratulations on that. Sarah Heinzhaus just keeps producing these incredible, all of you, incredible people. But you wrote this speech, and this was sent nationally? Or?
Well, the way that the Youth of the Year competition consists of is it's basically you start from the club level at your state. So every club's differently. For us, we have a different process than probably a club in Philadelphia. It's all in the matter of that. But after those, I think there's 14 to 15 candidates for the state competition, and then they will all meet. Paul and I and I think 14 other teams will be going to Philadelphia at the end of April, where we're going to be having the state competition, and then that one person will be in competition with the other state representatives from their region. So there's Northeast, the South Pacific, Midwest, and all of the regions around the United States. And then they will all take place, and there will be five. And then till last year, the military bases that we had in the Boys and Girls Club America community, they competed with the Northeastern, but I think they just said, like, that's not kind of fair. So the military kids have their own competition now. So until last year, there was five national finalists. This year, there will be six. And those six will compete in Washington, D.C., where they'll have a whole week in Washington. They'll get to meet the president, representatives, and et cetera. And then that one will be chosen to be the representative for the entire Boys and Girls Club America community, be the spokesperson for the entire youth. So it's a big competition, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, you're going to need to keep us posted.
Absolutely.
And if there's any online voting or anything, there probably isn't. I was going to say we could stuff the ballot box here. And then Paul will have to be your entourage, or Bob will get Bob to be your entourage, right, to take you everywhere.
I think Bob should be my security guard and my bodyguard. He's pretty big.
Yeah, Bob accompanied was it Nathan last, I'm trying to remember the boy that ended up being the national.
Oh, Nick Foley.
Or Nick Foley.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nicholas Foley. I'm thinking of a different fellow, but Nicholas, who was just all over the place, and Bob, you know, pretty much that was his job, Secret Service. So do you want to share?
Absolutely.
Some of that? And you're from Troy Hill, right?
Yeah, I'm from Troy Hill, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So this is the last part of my Youth of the Year speech. When I came to Sarah Hines' house, I built a wall between myself and others so that no one could ever get to know the real me. But throughout my time at Sarah Hines' house, that wall has deteriorated brick by brick until I stand in front of you, ready to start the new chapter of my life. I plan to go to Duquesne University in the fall semester to obtain my law degree. I hope to help immigrants by becoming a U.S. immigration lawyer and helping them have the same fulfill their dreams as I did. I'm going to be a wonderful father and husband, and I'm going to be an inspiration for each and every one of our youth, just like my club did for me. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. And that was all.
I wish that you could have heard all of it, so it, like, all intertwined, so you understood,
yeah,
like, all of it.
Well, I was going to say that was all done, extemporaneously without any copy in front of him. And that was really.
This one made me realize. This one made me memorize it. We had many sessions where we'd have to do our intro, and then if I messed up, he'd say, get out and start again. So it's pretty much, it's logged in there. So.
I'll bet. And you know what? It'll probably be with you the rest of your life.
Probably.
Anything I've had to memorize at an age like that still sticks with me. And that's David Rojas. And Doug Myers, do you have anything you want to share? Doug's from Polo Show.
I'm basically a DJ. I started in 2011, so this is my fifth year.
Oh, and you have your own business, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
Basically, I was down at Hines' house one day, bored, and I went to the front desk and I asked the lady who's working, is there any programs that I can be interested in? And she said, production club. So I said, what's that? And she said, it's where you DJ the dances and learn about all the stuff that they do. So I said, I'll give that a shot. So I went up the next week, and within the first week, they taught me everything. So the next week, I mentored a kid who was doing it. Then there was a dance the next day. He didn't make it, so I had to do it. So I had to brave up and basically do it myself. And I was nervous because I didn't know what music the kids liked. So I just put on different music. Then the kids were getting into it, so I got the feel of it.
I'll tell you, I've only had to do that three times in my life because everybody assumes that the skills I have to do what we're doing now are relatable to doing it for kids that want to dance or adults that want to dance. They are not. I am absolutely pitiful in that role. For one, I just don't dance, and I just don't get it. So I'll play, if there's a song you can't dance to, That'll be what I'll play. What's it? Do you dance yourself?
Yeah. When I put on a dance music, I go out and dance with the kids, and I get myself engaged with them so that they're having more fun while I'm having fun. Yeah. And that's what I care about, is just having the kids have fun.
That you're a mile ahead of where I was. The worst thing I did once was I played a song that people loved dancing to. It was a Beatles song. I think it was 8 Days a Week. And then I had nothing. I got nothing afterwards. You know, it's like everybody's really getting into it. And then, it's like I jammed on the brakes and people practically fell over because they had nowhere to go when I was done. I should just put it on a loop or something. How do people reach you if they want to consider retaining you for a wedding or a party or something?
Whenever I go places, I have 6 boxes of business cards that I bought, and I just leave a whole bunch of them at different locations. Like, I had a gig like 3 weeks ago at a fireman's banquet, and the mayor of Crafton was there. So I got everybody dancing, the mayor was dancing, and at the end everybody came up and said, good job, and they took on my business cards, and they're asking, do I do weddings, graduation parties, and everything else.
Well, good for you. If you would like to give a website or an email address, it's up to you, but you're welcome to.
My email is littledug97@yahoo.com.
Easy. Littledug97
at yahoo.com.
And is that your birth year, 97?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Paul, anything you want to add? We have a couple minutes left.
No, I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity for, you know, inviting our kids out here again. They always enjoy coming out here, so we appreciate the hospitality.
Yeah, I passed a note to Paul. Forgive my rudeness, but I'll share it with you now. It says, I heart your kids, and I really do. I'm so glad you're here. And did anybody want to say anything else they maybe forgot to say or meant to say?
Shout outs. Sarah Hines House.
Shout out to Sarah Hines' house. All right, shout out to Sarah
Hines'
house.
Hope you do. Shout out to Sarah Hines' house.
We love you.
Shout out to Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Paul's amazing. Shout out to Paul.
There's Paul.
Great guy.
Shout out to Emily Eckerd, a program director at Sarah Hines' house, who just got engaged this couple.
Whoop, whoop.
Got engaged a couple weeks ago to a big time lawyer in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
So she's happy.
And you have a new mentor through her, right? To be a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
For your immigration law career. Well, thank you guys.
I want to shout out to the kitchen boy, Matt.
Oh.
Matt and the kitchen
boy. Matty Nichols. Matt Nichols.
Matt Nichols. Matt Nichols.
Matt kitchen boy.
Matt Kitchen Boy.
Shout out to Dan Turkovich, also known as Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan.
Shout out to us.
Shout out to Bria Maya.
Shout out to Sadia.
Shout out to Jennifer Cairns, our new executive director.
Yes.
We love you. We miss you. Hopefully all of her family is doing well right now.
Yeah, you should all scream. Go scream.
Oh.
Ah! Shout out to Valerie.
Yeah,
man. Val. Yeah.
Shout out to Meatball.
Yeah, Meatball.
Ernie.
Memo to self. Ernie. Careful on asking, is there anything else? No. Thank you,
Shout
all of you.
Shout out to Larry.
Yay.
Thank you, Larry.
I hope we're going to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
And, thanks. Kids from Sarah Hines' house. And in a moment, we're going to chat with some kids from Shaler High School.